month from today would be after our June 2nd meeting. That will be on the June 19th agenda.
Next case.
Case number 13067, Joseph and Susan Sparmo seek a variance from the rear yard setback for a proposed structure. Sections 115, 34, and 115, 183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of 18th Boulevard within the Peninsula Subdivision. The 911 address is 27280 18th Boulevard in Millsboro. The zoning district is MRRPC. The tax map is District 234, map 30, parcel 478. The applicant is seeking a 14-foot variance from the 30-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed porch. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of mail of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, Tim Willard for the applicants, the Sparmos. Oh, this is Susan and Joe. They're asking for a 14-foot variance that they were told they needed to put up a sun porch on the back of their house. Doesn't appear that your mapping is really up to date. I've offered some maps that I've sent over to Ms. Norwood that I'll be talking about. There's a newer one. So we're back in the peninsula. You were there earlier tonight. I went out there this morning because I hadn't been out there a while. Our firm was pretty intimate with this subdivision when it happened. I think it's, to some extent, it's unique in its own right. One of the largest RPCs that was ever granted after Americana Bayside. And quite frankly, I remember going out there in 2008 after that and doing a lot of, let's just say a lot of the condos were upside down. It was about a third built, but it got over the hump. And although, you know, not necessarily a proponent of gated communities, it is, I don't know if any of you have been out there, it's pretty nice. And it's got, it does what RPCs should do, where it's got multiple housing types, condo buildings. And these, the Sparmos have bought a townhouse. They bought it in 2022, I believe. They're from Rockville. Mr. Sparmo works for Nassau. His wife works for an agency with three lettered initials. They have one son that goes to Catholic University. They're using this as their summer home. They won't rent it. It's not an end unit. The end unit is apparently rented VRBO, maybe no more than a week. There's a permanent resident to the left of them, and I don't think we have documentation, but she's indicated she doesn't oppose what they're asking for. There's some confusion, or was, I think, with the HOA, although they have HOA approval. I'm just going to talk a little bit about the site plan, and I sent over the site plan, which was phase 6B, area 10. There have been a ton of phases through this, and this one was just completed, like, in the last 5 years or 10 years or so. And the site plan has a BRL showing that they have zero setback available to them behind their house, which is unusual because, and I don't know if you could pull it up, Mrs. Norwood, if I sent, I have extra copies of it as well. Do have the site, these are my pictures. But the site plan, I think, is worth talking about first. And I have extra copies if you'd like to see it. It shows the BRL that goes right to the rear wall of their property. And it has a 15-foot setback that's indicated, or a 30-foot setback. 15 of it is the outside end of it, which is an irrigation easement. So in essence, they have 15 feet of the irrigation easement. They can't touch that. And another 15 they can't touch that is right outside their back door. What is interesting about it is if you look at the as-built and also the site plan that was approved and recorded in the county, there are various townhouse units that have porches that extend beyond that first 15 foot. So So it either wasn't enforced or it wasn't meant to be not buildable. So I say it's been kind of haphazardly enforced. In fact, when they made plans to get their plans to build their porch, excuse me one second, I'll pull this up. Yeah, they got an email. Please do not respond to this email. This is from the HOA. It was sent through automated, your ticket number. This is their ticket number applying to the HOA to build the 14, it's about 14 by 15 foot sun porch on the back of it. Hi, Joseph. I sent your plot plan. This is dated November 12th, a plot plan to the committee, and it appears that you do the room to build out 15 feet for the sunroom. However, they would like to see a drawing or structure on the plot that includes the roof line. It's an architectural committee. You will not need a variance to build at that distance.
Sure. Yeah, it's Mr. Miller.
And then they, in December, they received a letter. The approval is contingent upon compliance with, they approved it. But then they said it's contingent upon compliance with specifications set forth in approved application. If your change in addition requires county, city, or state permit, it is responsibility of the homeowners to obtain that before starting. So that's what they came to the county. Their builder came to there. The builder must have looked at, or your staff looked at the site plan and said that you have no space to build behind there. And here's a letter from the HOA saying if they'll approve it, but if you have to do anything with the county. So as to the lot itself, it's fairly small, actually very small. It's 112 feet by 28 feet. It's a little over 3,200 square feet. It's very narrow, almost a shotgun house. In the back, it's somewhat unique as well because it slopes down to that pond. So even beyond the 30 feet, there's a lot more open space that goes down to the pond. And the pictures can show that as well. They're requesting a 14-foot, and maybe we can go through some of my pictures now. Sorry, Ms. Norwood. Oh, Ann is driving. Yeah, thank you, Ann. All right, I'm going to take you through this, and obviously Susan and Joe will have the opportunity to answer any questions. This is a porch that is in one of the banks just to the left of theirs. They didn't require, it's bigger than what these farmers are asking for. It's at least 15 feet. And they got HOA approval, presumably, and there was no county variance for that. What you'll see surrounding the pond is, this exhibit, I should have sent it over, but it's a much better aerial of higher.
Thank you.
You see the red mark is their house. This yellow mark here is where you've granted two other variances for setbacks, not in the same area, but in the similar situation. And you can see that the one I'm talking about right now, that porch that's jutting out over about 15 feet, is right on the end of that unit that's right around the pond from them. And can we go to the next picture? And hopefully this will just give you a good walking tour of what's out there. I think you just scan down. Yeah, if you look at the house right to the left, screen door to the left, that's their property. And you see the round wall that the neighbor has built, and we'll get a better picture of that. So that presumably because it's a patio, it didn't require a variance. There's no roof or anything like that on it. But it goes out probably beyond the 15 feet even, or to the end. Next picture down. So this is looking back towards the Sparmo's property. And if you see on the left-hand side at the very top, on the left-hand side, that's their windows over there, the porch. So you can see this whole bank of six townhouses has extended porches already, and they were built that way when they were built, and no variances were requested. Next picture. This is looking, if I was standing against their wall, looking towards the pond, be right in front of their property. And so you're looking in the opposite direction of what you just saw in the previous of those porches that are sticking out from the various units. And I think what, this was Lennar, they were just offering different packages, but kind of ignoring the BRL. I mean, there was, it's clear that the site plan has 15 for the irrigation easement and then 15 for inside of that, a total of 30. But if you look at the, if you look at the site plan that was recorded, it even shows these porches planned to be stuck out like that. So next picture, please. That's my thumb. That's, they're looking at the backyard too. Just a different picture. You can see on the other side, there's another bank of six townhouses with various porches that already come out. That's a better view of them. There's one, two, three that have porches that stick out into the setback. So that's the back of their porch.
Willard, if you can go back, I just have a question since we're going through the pictures.
Sure.
This batch here, it looks like those porches are kind of sunk in with the house, whereas some of the others may have been extensions off of them.
Yeah, and I think they're the ones that, they apparently there were three different models. Okay, there was a Jefferson, there was a Lafayette, you see the revolutionary theme here, and there was a McCarthy. I don't know, but I think the Lafayette allowed the porches to stick out a little further. It was an option. And if you look at the bank that they live in, the Sparmos, I don't know if it wasn't offered or the people that bought them just didn't take that option. And the Sparmos wanted to do it, but they didn't want to do it the way Lennar did it because they didn't like, you know, they wanted more of a glass sunroom. So they wanted to take possession, take fee simple of the house, and then they decided to do it. So,
I just want to understand this right, because I think you were saying there's a block of six that's got porches, another block of six has porches. Does this block of six have any porches on it?
No, it has. We're going to show you pictures of what they have had. They just two, and I was trying to explain that I don't know, because I don't know what of all the owners did or what they chose. They might not have chose those models because they were more expensive. The Sparnos chose this model because they wanted to do it was lesser. They had to pay for this porch that's, you know, right out the back. That's what they would build off of, so they would extend that into their sunroom. And it's not really practical. I mean, Mr. Sharp, you asked the previous applicant, why do you need a porch? This is a second home for them. This is where they entertain, they have guests, and inside the house is pretty narrow. It has a dining room and a kitchen on the first floor, and that's kind of it. And this would be, there's no other room for open space. You know, as your instructions say that you don't have a right to a garage, a shed, etc., but your code also says that you have the right to reasonable use, and I think their small sunroom on the back of this is a reasonable use. And if we look at the next picture, another angle of it, Mr. Spermo just says he just keeps some chairs in there and things like that. But it's not much of a living space. Mrs. Sparmo, actually, in speaking with her, and she can testify to this too, she actually has some furniture that her mother has gotten, she's gotten from her mother, that she doesn't have any place to put, and that's what she wants to use this area for, with a dining table, sort of an outdoor sort of place to eat. So that's what's next door. And their sunroof wouldn't come out quite as far as that. Go down to the next picture. And that's what's on the other side of them. And that ground right there, if they can develop this the way they want to, which we believe is reasonable, they would do just pavers or something between that, and that's how you would step out. So there'd be no extension of the step further into the setback. But you'd step out into the open area there, which would be an open area patio with some potted plants or whatever, garden. That's just another view of their whole bank there. That's the first house to the left on the bank. where they kind of went whole hog on their patio with their hardscape. But you can see some of the other porches down there. And that's the front of their property. It's just got one car garage, and fairly modest, kind of tight, but it's all they really need. But they would like to get some space in the back to have some outdoor living more. And you know, they saw that she's familiar with the lady or the people that built the screen porch, and it doesn't. We've all just got through a pretty heavy pollen season, and you know, that's one reason I think Ms. Barma wants to have the option to have glass for it, but it'll look just like a porch and be fairly open. I've indicated that, and then that map I passed out where you see two yellow highlighted spots, there were two variances that were approved, one in 2012. Family called the Critchleys, case number 111105. They got, a 6 foot in their backyard. It was a similar area where there's a circle. It was called Marina Bay Circle. The board at that time found the property is unique since it slopes and is narrow in size. I'm not sure if I should argue that ours does too, then neither of them would be unique, but I think, you know, you recognize there's some difference. The board also found that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty was not created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the essential character. That's why I wanted to show you all those pictures. In 2021, on also Marina Bay, Bay Circle, on case number 12543, John Burns and Catherine Cunningham's property, they put similarly enclosed a paver and a patio, but it was enclosed like a porch. And their finding similar was the variance will not alter the essential character. The variance represent the minimum variance is necessary. The variances represent the least modifications. So I think the theme on this is these are fitting into the RPC where they have townhouses, where they have ample open space, where they've afforded 30 feet, 15 of that is absolutely protected. And some people may choose to put in porches, some may choose to put in paved just hardscape patios. So I would like to call up for a moment, unless you have any questions for me before I call her and ask her if you have. Come on up, Susan. Unless you don't want to, you might have to. You've heard my representations to the board.
I need to get her sworn in first.
Sorry.
That's all right. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My Maryland address or this address?
Whatever address you wish to provide.
Okay.
She wants legal advice. Yes. Do this one.
Do this? Okay. 27280 18th Boulevard, Millsboro.
You don't have to tell them where you work, though. Okay.
And your name?
Susan Elizabeth Sparmo.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
You've heard my representations to the board about what you want to do here, the sunroom. Are they true and correct?
Yes.
And then you've seen me go through some of these pictures and talk about what I see. Is that fairly accurate?
Yes.
Okay. You want to add?
I'm looking forward to enjoying my sunroom. We're going to have a mini split, so it's air conditioning and heating, and you can also have a screen so you can open the windows and look out. I have allergies. And that's why I want glass closed and then have an option when it's not so polleny, I can then open it and get the breeze in. So that's the reason. That's the main reason.
Questions?
Good evening. Question, Mr. Willard, Ms. Barrow, so you had indicated that the room where the chairs are currently would become part of the sunroom, is that correct?
Yes.
And so therefore that becomes, is that part of the 14 feet?
No, because they don't need. That's already there. So
you're coming.
The distance, the room would be about 16 by 14. I mean, yeah, 16 by 14 and...
No, 20.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, correct.
Okay, so we're coming 14 off of the existing?
Correct. It'd be 14 feet wide, that's...
Also.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was just gonna, one reason I wanted to see, let you see what was on either side. It would be less than those two, that, those two structures, albeit their walls and things like that. It wouldn't go out as far as them.
Understood. And, seems to be a fascinating development.
Do you speak of the Peninsula development?
I do.
Yeah.
And with the allowances that have been made either at point of purchase, right, on the options that were provided that allowed the rooms to, space to come out into the setbacks, as you mentioned, and...
No, I understand. If you're pointing at, well, was this self-created because they didn't take the option, I think...
I'm thinking about it from the environment in which we have to make a decision about granting the variance. And it seems as though decisions have been made all around this property to include on both sides of you.
And I think what's interesting, if you've done some RPCs, the flexibility nature of that is really valuable. And in this case, maybe they didn't anticipate it, or, you know, there's a lot, I can't make excuses for why the BRL came that way. But it seems to me the HOA, if they're the governing body, albeit they don't have the juice you do, but if they're, you know, and they're recognizing this, they're sort of dealing with it in a consistent way to allow it. And that's why I was kind of surprised when your site, website is very helpful. It's better than when I meander into other counties. You don't have kind of the value of it, but you know where you have the map of where it's what's there, and I, you know better than I do how many of these you've seen. You saw one peninsula today, but at least on the map, I'm not showing too many that are asking for things like this because I think the HOA. You saw the correspondence from them. They said I don't think you need it. So I think it meets all your elements. It's wasn't self-created, it's de minimis, it's not a unique situation. The property itself is unique.
Explain to me how this was not self-created.
Well, they didn't create, if you're gonna say they wanna do it so they're self-created, then every variant should be denied. I think the restriction wasn't self-created. You know, like where you get an odd-shaped lot, you say, I didn't self-create that. They didn't self-create the fact that they have, you know, 60 feet to the edge of the pond, and there's this 30-foot setback, and they thought they could have, you know, build a porch to the point of, well, why didn't you take that option? Well, we wanted to build our own. We didn't want, Lennar, I think, said to me, is more like McDonald's than going to wherever you go to some fancy restaurant, right? So they don't,
I go to McDonald's.
Georgetown Family Restaurant. No, but... They don't have much choices, so they said, oh, good, well, we can do that later. We'll do that on our own. We'll take care of this. So that was kind of the thinking. So they didn't create that prohibition. They didn't really weren't aware of it, so.
Sure.
So if I understand you correctly, this seems to be like the only block of six in the vicinity that's got this issue?
The overhead, did you get a copy of that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do a complete survey of the entire peninsula. In the immediate pond area, I think that's the case.
Sure, but the ones around us, yes.
And I think I didn't also realize whether this block was specced or not, or who picked out what. Sometimes if they spec them, they'll go the lighter ones. So I don't know the history of that.
We know you know, the other blocks that have them, do we know if their lots are bigger or if they were built, the houses were built smaller such that they were able to build those?
There's some wider, I think, the Lafayette have a little wider ones. Maybe you could speak to that. They're all pretty much similar. The site plan says they will vary between 3,200 and 4,200 square feet.
I guess I'm just curious as to why those other ones would have had the ability to go out with those porch additions, and this block seems to not have that ability or has not done so.
Yeah, I can't answer that question. There's nothing making it any different, and we noted, that's why I'm sort of drawing attention to the screen porch that clearly was added on, wasn't part of a different model, right? But I don't think, it's hard to argue that they're all showing up within the site plan and that they're allowed to it when the BRL shows them in it. So it's, you know, it is what it is.
Is there some concern that, you know, one of the things the board has to look at is that we're not, you know, going to make the, basically neuter the zoning code effectively by saying, hey, this is, we're going to grant this variance, because I think one of the concerns when we have townhouse units, this board has had on a couple cases in the past where it's like you give this one and there's a kind of a domino effect with other lots in that particular block. And it's a consideration the board has to consider as well. Have you looked at that at all to see, you know, this particular lot as compared to the others on this block? I mean, are we going to have this go throughout the neighborhood or this block at least?
Well, I think it's up to the HOA. I mean, they were the first stop. If they say no, they, you know, they might have a different standard than you do. Their standard was, well, we didn't think you even needed one in the first place, but you got to go to the county. So if they want to block them before you even see them, they can do that.
If somebody
wants to challenge that, they can.
But are we basically saying that zoning code doesn't matter at that point?
Not at all. I've shown you that the two properties on either side of them have built significant structures, albeit they're not closed. This where this is located on the edge of that pond is a little different. It's near ones that have already been developed. So every property is unique, truly. And I've suggested some reasons this is one too. So I wouldn't concern yourself about that. That's not your problem.
I also know that.
I get it.
I also know we've had people that put patios in and then they want to enclose them with porches. And just because a neighbor has a patio doesn't mean that it won't necessarily be a porch later on.
Yeah. Well, their immediate neighbors have no problems with this.
Are there any bug problems? I know you had mentioned there's some allergy issues that you had, Ms. Marmo. There's bug problems.
We have a pond in the back. So yes, the answer is yes.
Big mosquitoes out there.
Yep.
So that would make using, between the allergies, your allergies and the bugs, makes having a patio out there not feasible?
Right. We're making a very small one, which is phase two of our project.
Yeah, I don't want to make light of the bug, but I remember when Peninsula was developed and a lot of old Sussex County people were like, you're building that out there? Aren't there a lot of mosquitoes out there? But beautiful golf course now.
People build in Broadkill too, so. All right, I have no further questions.
Can't imagine somebody doing that. I was the last person to spray that Bay Farm with an airplane.
Oh, so
I was,
you
still
know,
in high school.
You know the bugs out. They probably got in your engine a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Windshield, couldn't see anything. Lucky I made it back.
Well, she doesn't want them in her when she's done, you know, entertaining, so. If you have any more questions for me or Susan or Joe.
Thank you, sir. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case?
Question.
Well, you can just come up and be sworn in and speak, sir. We'll wait till we get you on the microphone there.
Jack Shalongo, 27290 18th Boulevard. I'm about four houses down from this proposed.
We'll get you sworn in first.
Oh, hey.
If you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I imagine so.
And you said that, you imagine so or you do so?
Oh, I do so.
Okay. And you said you're on 18th Avenue,
yeah,
right?
I'm about four houses down from them.
Okay, in that same townhouse block?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
They're all unique. So I'm kind of in favor for what they're doing because we've all done it back there. What the builder did was he put some of the houses with screened-in porches and some with just no screened-in porches. What they said was you come 15 feet off of your property line or your house. So if your porch is set 6 foot back in, you've got that 6 feet, and then you're allowed to come out 15 feet, all right? Well, if you have a non-screened-in porch, you have to get a variance to come out that 15 feet. If you have a screened-in porch, you have to use that 6 foot as part of your 15. So it's kind of, everybody's out 15 feet, the property lines. Everybody's doing it back there. So I'm kind of for it. What I'm not for is, does the homeowners association, or do you have precedent over them?
So we do not enforce homeowner association regulations. That's completely out of our jurisdiction.
We go to the home, or to the homeowners association. We apply for X. They say no. We then say, we'll go to the county for a variance.
No. So what would happen is, you got two competing regulations.
Right.
Sometimes they match up. There's some communities where the setbacks are the same. I don't know about here. But what happens is, if you want approval to build something, you go to your HOA, and they can give you approval or not give you approval.
Right.
And you can go, and then you go to the county, and they can give you approval or not give you approval. There are competing rates. Sometimes the regulations are for the county less restrictive than an HOA, and sometimes they're more restrictive.
Okay, so who says precedent? Can
they both have authority.
So you approve, they can go back and deny it. You deny it, they can go back approve it.
That's right.
Why happen?
Because we don't enforce their laws.
Yeah, but why do I have to apply for a variance if I just only have to deal with the association if they have the precedent?
You still have to deal
with
the county. The county has jurisdiction over it.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Who has jurisdiction?
Both. Both of them have jurisdiction.
That's an open door.
So, well, if you have a property, like let's say the HOA has a 30-foot rear yard setback requirement, meaning, and we see this with some communities on the water. They basically say, we don't want anybody within 30 feet of the water. Well, the county setback may be 20 feet. So somebody might want to go to the 20-foot county line.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even need to come to the Board of Adjustment. They just have to get a building permit. But they may need to get a variance from their homeowners association because they're beyond that setback. We have others where it's the inverse, where the county setback requirement is longer than the HOA's requirement, or is a longer setback. So they've got to come to us for approval. And in some cases, they're the same.
Okay.
So they each have different, you know, they both have a right to enforce those.
Yeah, I just don't want to see it open a door up, and no offense, but, you know, putting a structure up back, you put a patio in, and you can enclose it, you can do bum, bum. Come for a variance means that maybe I want to use all 30 of my setback, or all 30 of my property
but
in the back.
I
could apply for a variance for that, and put a structure up just as much as I can come out 14
feet.
Good.
I think the problem you have there is there's an easement. And that
I'm trying to figure out where does this end with people that want to put structures up? Come back, gag in there, and put a 30-foot by 15-foot two-story, you know, addition on these homes? Is that something that they have to come through you or the association?
If it's outside the building envelope, they'll have to come to the Board of Adjustment for an approval. Or if it's just slightly over, maybe they can get it administratively. But most likely, it would come to the board.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I think it's good because they're doing nothing that nobody else isn't doing back there.
So we're gonna. Are we okay to mark you in support of this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
I really want to know who's the president.
It's the law.
Appreciate it.
You got it.
Anyone else present who would like to speak in opposition? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13067 for Joseph and Susan Sparmo. Entertain a motion. take your time, because Vanderwin's closed at 8:00.
Board want more time to think about?
I'm good to make a motion. We'll see what flies. Mr. Chair, I move that we deny case number 13067 for the Sparmos. I don't believe that the property has unique physical conditions, and that I believe that the exceptional practical difficulty is being created by the applicant.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Voting nay.
Mr. Lovingo.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So you vote of 3-1, sir, your case is denied. Motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we adjourn.